Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
So honored today because I have Matthew with me. Matthew has been taking ice tubs and cold showers daily for the last 6 years. He is what he calls himself, a lifestyle engineer, helping people invest in all the important areas of their life and steward everything that they have been entrusted with: resources, talents, relationships, businesses, and their stories. He is the founder of Greater Purpose Health and Fitness, home of the CrossFit Camaros, and True Alpha Coaching. He is passionate about the outdoors and deeply invested with his wife. He is on a mission to help people become resilient, consistent, and disciplined leaders, both professionally and personally. Thank you so much for being here today, Matthew. And I would love for you to just really dive into your journey, how you got here today, and then we can dive a little deeper.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Caroline. I'm excited to chat more with you and dive deeper into my journey. So I'm from Canada, and if you're from Canada, you kind of just have to play hockey. So I grew up playing hockey from 5 years old to, I think, 21 years old. And through that process, I started to do training in the off season. I needed to gain weight to be able to be seen by the higher level teams. So I trained really hard in the off season. I started to realize that I really enjoy training and the mental aspect of it, but also just the transformation and building systems and programs to help myself and other people, like later down the road, helping other people to reach their potential physically. So along that journey, I started to investigate what that would look like to be a trainer. I got some certificates, some personal training certificates while I was doing construction and electrical work, which I did not exactly love, but it was a good way for me to find out what I wanted to do. Then from there, started training, became a personal trainer, got some clients, opened up a gym. And then through that process, realized I really enjoyed entrepreneurship, being able to create and systemize things and see the potential in businesses. Because originally it was about the people, seeing potential in people physically. But then I realized I really enjoy creating things and building things that someone can just take over eventually. So it's kind of a quick snapshot of my journey so far.
I appreciate that. And, you know, just to go to the hockey aspect, it seems like ice has been in your life for a little bit. Yeah. But I know you've been doing these cold showers and ice baths and tubs for 6 years now, which is insane to me because I'm from Florida and like cold and I don't get along very well. But what came about that? How did you start that? I would love to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I used to stay on top of the ice. Now I'm getting underneath the ice. And believe it or not, I don't actually enjoy the cold either. I'd much rather be warm and be somewhere warm. But I got into it because I developed an autoimmune condition, chronic hives. And there's a lot of things that were associated to that. I think the load just exceeded my capacity at the time. There's a lot of different things going on in my life, but I started to investigate different ways that maybe I could help get rid of these symptoms. And one of them was cold exposure, among any other habits, like more restrictive diet, or I should say, getting rid of some foods in my diet, inflammatory based foods. But then the cold exposure piece really intrigued me. I did heat as well. So I did saunas. I have a sauna in my backyard, and I should say sauna. That's how you're supposed to actually say it. So anyone listening, I got corrected on one of my posts. Yeah. So I did that, but the heat wasn't as good for this. So I did cold exposure starting then. I started with cold showers, and then I eventually bought a chest freezer and put in my basement. From there, I got a cold plunge outside. And then if you follow me on Instagram, that's kind of where I ended up, just cold plunging outside.
Yeah, no. And I've been following you for a while, and like we met through Clubhouse, but it's so interesting to see that evolution through the ice plunges as well. And I call them ice plunges, but regardless, yep. I think too, it's like, I've heard there's so many health benefits, but how it really did impact your health. And when you started to see those results, were they pretty quickly where you started to see less hives, or how did that work?
Yeah, it's kind of foggy, to be honest. I just remember being really frustrated because I went to multiple doctors. I was having chest pain. I was having like histamine, like the histamines were really, I was really reacting, right? So there's like constant allergic reaction. My chest felt tight, really sore hives everywhere. And I asked the doctor, I said, when will this disappear? And he said, they might not. And that was, that hit me hard. So there's been a few times in my life where someone says I can't do something or it's not going to work. Like I hurt my back really bad, and it just motivates me to figure out a different way out, because I don't like the idea of anyone putting a limiter on someone else or even themselves, right? It might not happen. Maybe that was going to be something that I was going to have for a long period of time, but I don't want to live into that just in case it wasn't true, right? Because you're going to take actions based on what you believe is true. So I started to implement, I actually started working out less. I think maybe there was some adrenal fatigue associated with that too. So I worked out less. I took some time off of the business. Like there was a lot of stress around that at the time. We just expanded, removed some things from my diet, and it slowly started getting better. And I don't think it was an overnight type thing, but in the grand scheme of things, it was fairly quick. And I think a big part of that was cold exposure, but everything else contributed to it too.
It sounds like it, because it's a lot of factors too. And I know you talk a lot about discipline and consistency, and that's a big part of it, because you might not see the results right away. Even in entrepreneurship, you might not see results right away, but it's sticking with it and knowing that eventually things will change, but you have to like see it through. And yeah. I love that you really created what you call yourself a lifestyle engineer. I would love for you to kind of dive into why you decided that and how that all came about.
Yeah, it's funny. So I train a medical professional, personal train a medical professional last year. And he reminded me that he actually gave me the idea to be called a lifestyle engineer. So Dr. Minders, I give credit to Dr. Minders. But we're going back and forth during this time. And I think what I see is that we often get fixated on one aspect of a person, right? So whether that's in the medical field, whether that's as a trainer, whether that's for ourselves, right? We get hyper-focused on one aspect. So I use something called the Fit 5 investing system. So mental, physical, spiritual, relational, professional. And I think you have to consistently and intentionally be investing in all these different areas of your life if you want to be holistically healthy and fit. So as an example, if I go back to my hive situation, I was working out a lot. So if you look at that for what it is, physically, I was really healthy and fit. I was probably 7% body fat and an extreme, like thinking of all my metrics, I was fit. But there was something still not right underneath the surface, right? And that can be contributed from how I was investing in my spiritual health, how I was investing in my relational health or my mental health and all these different things. So when I talk about lifestyle engineering, I help people better invest their time, money, and energy to get more out of all aspects of their life. Because if we think of it like a wheel, right? So these five aspects of your life are the outside, you're in the center. So you have to become the consistent, resilient, and disciplined leader so that all those areas of your life continue to be invested in. So instead of just thinking, I'm going to be happy because I'm really fit physically, that might not be the case, because you could actually be sacrificing other parts of your life, which I see often happen, right? So people get really physically fit, or they become really successful professionally, but they forgot to invest in the relationships, as an example. And that part of their life starts to crumble.
That's so true. Just even thinking about it, because I know a lot of people, they might look very healthy on the outside, but internally, there's so much going on. And I think it's so important. You touched on something that I truly believe in as well, where it is that holistic approach. Because if you are not taking care of yourself mentally versus physically, it's like you go to the gym, work out, you see those results. But if you're not mentally like working on your fitness as well, there can be that disconnect, and that can start to impact your thoughts, your behaviors, what you're doing, the stress levels, and then spirituality and financially, and all those things play such a part. And I think it's so wonderful how you really merge those all together for your clients, but also it was started with you. Mm-hmm. And what your situation was. And oftentimes that does happen where something happens to us and then we have to take a step back, but then we have the opportunity to help so many people. So I'd love for you to share maybe one or two clients that you've had recently or in the past that you've been able to help and take through that lifestyle and make those help them make those changes for themselves.
Yeah. And I think how I started this too would even start further than just me. So my wife had an exercise addiction eating disorder at the beginning of our marriage. So she was disciplined and committed in her education. She's becoming a registered nurse at the time, but also really diligent and disciplined in her fitness. So outwardly, she was praised for that, right? Because that whole grind culture, like committed culture, but not being able to see what is that sacrificing, right? So it would have been a stress on her marriage. It would have been a stress on her mentally. It would have been a stress on her spiritually, but she really was invested in this one area. So that's actually where it's even started before me. And that's where I started to see this kind of purpose aspect in we pursue things in life because we're trying to find purpose and meaning. And then when we have these achievements, even if it was professionally for myself, if I just kept opening up businesses because I'm trying to search for something, I'm trying to find meaning, I'm never going to find that in opening up a new business. So like if we go back to an example, it was probably a couple months ago, I helped one client I was working with. He really wanted a six pack. And I didn't say it at first, but I slowly asked him questions like, why is that important to you? Why is that important to you? Why is that important to you? Because he's having a really difficult time staying disciplined to that. And when we came down to it, it wasn't anchored in anything other than just wanting a six pack, right? So that's what often happens is we want this arbitrary measurement of success, whether it's physically, whether it's professionally or financially, but we don't know why we want it, right? So if he had attached that six pack as a as something that would signify that he was taking care of his body for his family and helping them lead a healthier life, that's different than just wanting a six pack to look better, right? And there's nothing wrong with having a six pack or wanting to look better, but it's a lot harder to stay disciplined in that. And once you achieve it, you're not going to really feel that much more fulfilled.
That's absolutely true. And it goes back to like the why, somebody wants something, that purpose, like you were talking about. And it's so interesting that it had started with your wife and you were able to kind of see it from a different perspective. And then your situation just of like getting healthier from the hives and all the other aspects that have happened. And through all of that, how did you really decide to like, because I know you said you've started multiple businesses, but what was like when you first started your first business ever, if you can go back in time, what was the drive to start that initial business?
Yeah. And I kind of just, that one, I found out I started a business 5 years into it. So that's the Greater Purpose Health of what is now Greater Purpose Health and Fitness, right? So I opened up with my partner at the time, Deanna Roper, and we opened up this business, but I saw it more as a way that I could train more and train people. And it wasn't until I actually got a mentor myself that I realized, oh, this is something that people do for a living, like entrepreneurship. It's something that you can continually do, and serial entrepreneurs and actually own a business and create a facility for people to have fulfilling careers if you do it right. So I don't even know if I knew that when I first started. I didn't think of it as starting a business. I kind of just realized it halfway through because we're now 10 years at that business itself. And that really excited me that this is something that you can pursue and do, right? And I think not a lot of people understand that. And there's a lot of creativity and meaning for me in there as well.
Yeah. And that's what it's about when you have that meaningful impact on people, but also yourself, and understanding this is something that you could do and make money from as well. And as you were building it, because I know you said it kind of just like unraveled in that way and you had a mentor, was there any like stumbling blocks that you hit along the way?
Yes. Yes. Multiple. So when I first started, I was working, I was doing the 6 a.m. class. I was basically there from 5 a.m. till 9 at night. I was mopping the floors. I was doing the financials. I was marketing. I was doing the programming. I was doing client retention, like all these different things. And then my business partner would be doing just as much as well, just in different areas. And I didn't realize that you have to build a business so that it can run without you. And that would be something that really slowed me down in the start, is I guess getting over my ego, right? And feeling like I had to do everything in order for it to be successful. But once I realized that, once I stepped out of it and empowered people and created systems and strategies for them to do it, it was more successful, because I was no longer bottlenecking it at that point, right? So I think realizing that you can't be everything, and if you try to be everything in a business, you're actually going to slow it down from growing.
Wise words. It's so true, because you get stuck in it. It's not being in your business. It's being able to grow your business and scale it to whatever you would like. And so as you started getting over those stumbling blocks and realizing that, and I know you have built just a YouTube channel as well as a podcast, could you talk a little bit more about both of those, or if it's the same?
Yeah. So we actually have two podcasts. So the Greater Purpose Health and Fitness podcast is the one for a gym. We built that, I think, 3 years ago. And my latest one is the Lifestyle Engineer podcast. And I see it as a way that I'm still able to be creative. What I help coach people on specifically is understanding themselves better as a teammate, as a business owner. So I use something called the 6 working geniuses, where there's 6 different areas of life that someone is, could be really gifted at. So mine is wonder and invention. So I like to think about what's the potential in something. How could this be better? And then inventing is problem solving and creating novel solutions and having the freedom to create. So that's why I like to create so many things. And I have 2 podcasts and I probably should just have one. I'm learning more about myself, and that's where the podcast and the YouTube channel and even my Instagram, that's I think why it continues forward, is because I can continue to be creative and wonder and invent every single day. Right. If I were to just to do it because I feel like it's a way for me to be more successful, or that everyone else is doing it, then I'm not using who I am as a person in that. I think that's where it starts to lose momentum and doesn't have as much meaning and purpose. And you're not, when it doesn't have as much meaning and purpose, when you meet the resistance, or when you only have one person listen, you're going to quit. Right. So I think that's why I started the YouTube channel and Instagram, and continue with it, and my podcast, because it's something I really enjoy.
And I love that you're able to lend into that creativity as well. And I'm curious, because it sounds like you do a couple things. How do you integrate work and life and really be able to do it all?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think 100% balance isn't a thing. And if it is, you probably are going to reach it every 5 years for a split second, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so what I've done is I zone my day. So I create zones that I then invest in with what I call deposits. So as an example, I have a physical deposit zone every single day. Well, I should say 5 days a week. So I create this on my calendar. It says physical deposit. And I go to the gym. And then I know in that physical deposit zone, I'm going to have a workout. I'm going to have a warm up. I'm going to have a pre-WOD. I'm going to have a workout at the CrossFit class at my gym, right? So that's my focus. I'm not switch tasking. That's my focus for that time. I have another zone in the morning, which is my spiritual zone, right? So I have all these practices, these deposits in there. Then I have my administrative zone. Then I have a date night with my wife once a week. And then I have meetings. So, and this takes time, right? So I help people develop this and start small. Just create one zone and just be intentional of making deposits in that zone. And that's how I try to stay focused. And I try to optimize my zones based on how I'm feeling. So I'm most creative right in the morning. Near the end of the day, I lose a lot of energy and I just kind of want to relax a bit more. So if you can start creating zones for those listening based on your energy levels and how you work best, then you can get a lot more done. I think we just waste a lot of time not being intentional with our time.
It's so true. Even what you're saying, I was like thinking of like even my like schedule, because I know like when I have less on my plate, I'm not as productive. When I have more on my plate, it's like I'm more intentional. I'm just like, oh, I don't have that time. Like I'm very like structured. I've always been very structured, but I love that you've been able to really help your clients and yourself to really be intentional of the zones. And I like how you put that to the deposits of where your time and energy is going, because I think even you touched on something super important of the creativity, like understanding where our energy levels are depending on the time of day. Like I'm the same way, like in the mornings, I'm like ready to go, we're filming, everything like that. But by the end of the day, I'm like, no, it's not happening.
Yeah.
But I think it's important for everybody to recognize that too. And that's why I love how you really encompassed it, because I think it is important to understand who we are as people and what we need in order to move forward and reach the goals that we're setting for ourselves in all areas of our lives, not just one. Because I think we can get really focused on one area and then neglect other aspects. But from what I'm hearing and what I've seen from you is really just encompassing each element of your life and then doing that for your clients too, so they can thrive in their situations.
Absolutely. Right. And measuring and auditing this, the Fit 5 flywheel, right? Or the investing system is out of 10, what would you rate each individual area? And you can rate them more objectively too. Like physically, you could say, have all these different metrics. I have a Whoop strap on right now. So I have metrics. I know how I'm doing. And I do blood testing as well. But you take all these measurements and you say, what are my lowest three areas? And then what can I do? What are three things I can do each week or one thing I can do each day to build that up? It is really as simple as that. I think we just get fixated and lost in all the shiny objects, all the special programs, when in reality, if you can just stay consistent and know where to focus your energy, you're going to have success in that.
I completely agree with that, because it is that consistency and understanding too that I think we overcomplicate it. It's like, well, I have to do all these things for extreme personalities, but being able to understand it's so simple, staying focused on, okay, this is the one thing I'm going to do each day that's going to get me better a few times a week, but being very realistic. And that's what I'm hearing too, because I think sometimes we have these grandiose ideas and we get excited and we're creatives, but at the same time, it's going back to the basics, having that solid foundation. And that's what you've been able to do and create for your clients as well, with the programs you have.
Yeah. And I think it's about being patient with the results, but impatient with your actions or your deposits to those results. Because I think it's important to have bigger visions, bigger goals, but then realize that even if you don't accomplish those things, if you're consistently investing and moving towards that bigger goal, there's no way that you're not going to improve. Right. So if you say a physical, let's say I want to create a $1 million business. That's my goal. If I even created $250,000 or $250,000 business, that's still more than zero. Right. And I think we often forget to measure where we're going and we hesitate to create ideals in our lives, because it doesn't even have to be a measurement of success. What the world says success is. You could even say, I want to be a more patient person. I want to be a more loving husband. Mm-hmm. We often hesitate to put those things out there because we are inevitably going to fall short of that. And we're going to be hard on ourselves. We're not going to have the grace to say, hey, it's okay, because I'm going to continue to work towards being more like that ideal. And as you work towards, as you meet that friction, you actually start to embody that more. That's a part of your identity, right? You want to absorb it as part of your identity and just saying, this is what I want.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, it's like what you were saying, it's understanding where we're at and knowing that it's not being so hard on ourselves. Like that's what I'm hearing too. And I think it's so easy to neglect the small wins. And I think that's like what I'm hearing as well of, you have these big ideas and goals, and that's wonderful. I think that's important. But like, even what I was saying with being realistic, it's like, okay, well, I was able to accomplish this one task today, and that's getting me further. And just even with the $1 million business, okay, I got to $250,000. That's massive. Even if it's not the end goal, it's still allowing you to have that accountability and proof that if you're consistent and disciplined, you can achieve it. Unless it's something you really don't want, then sometimes I right. feel like there's barriers, yep. but that's a whole other story.
Absolutely. Right. And that goes back to the purpose aspect. Mm-hmm. If someone said, I want $1 million business, I'd say, why? Right. Like
right.
if it's just because someone else said you should have $1 million business, or you think it's going to make you happy, it's not true. Right. There has mm-hmm. to have meaning and purpose and impact behind it.
Yes, it's very true. It goes back to everything that we've been talking about, like full circle mm-hmm. of understanding just how important every area of our life is, but also knowing what we want and how to achieve that. But I think we don't have the why, it won't allow us to really have the meaning behind when we get something. There's a lot of people that become very successful financially and they have the cars, they have the house, they have the family, but then their relationships are suffering, or their health is suffering, or all these other factors are happening because it's not truly what they wanted or how they achieved it. Maybe everybody's different and everyone's unique in that regard, but I think it's important to understand why we do something. What would you say your why is?
That's a really good question. I have multiple whys. Mm-hmm. And so my vision is to be more Christ-like so I can help others find meaning and purpose in life. And so that's what I always have in my mind, is trying to do that. That's not attainable by any means, but knowing that and trying to step into that in every single thing I do. So that's more of the broad overall, but then I have more missions in my businesses too, right? So our vision and mission, our mission in our gym is to help 1,000 people holistically become holistically healthy and fit through coaching, culture, and community. And when you create a why like that, you have to be able to measure it, right? Mm-hmm. So what is holistically healthy and fit? So that's where the Fit Five investing system came from, is we need to be able to measure this. Mm-hmm. And how do you get there? And mm-hmm. we do that through coaching, culture, and community. And I think that's what any entrepreneur needs to know, is you need to have this mission for your businesses and even for yourself personally, right? That gives you purpose. Because if you have a vision that is something that is not going to be attainable in your life, you're going to continue to be pulled forward by that.
Yeah.
Right? If it's really small, if you have a vision of, hey, I want to get a better job next year, right? First of all, you can't really measure that. What's a better job? And you're going to probably attain that. And then what? Right. So you have to have this vision that's going to keep pulling you forward and keep you pushing, keep you utilizing and leveraging everything you have been given to steward.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. Thank you for sharing that. No, that was a big question.
But it's good. It got me thinking. So I appreciate that.
Of course. And I've been so enjoying this conversation, Matt. But where can people find you, how to use your services, hire you? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yeah, Instagram. I'm most active on Instagram, the Lifestyle Engineer Podcast. I upload a new episode every single week. And YouTube channel, like you said, I haven't started really developing that one. I've just been putting shorts on there for now, but eventually I will be putting more content there. The biggest one is Instagram. You can message me. I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. I'm new to this whole, because one of my posts went viral and I just gained a lot of following, a big following over a month or two. So creating systems, I'm zoning all that to make sure I can reply to everyone in a timely manner.
Fair enough. But thank you so much, Matt, for coming on, sharing your story, your insights, the ups, downs, everything in between, and just being so transparent with your journey. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Caroline.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Matt today? I'm sure he would love to see that. And we'll see you on the next video.